NortheastAirChecks.com.
Here's good news. WKBW News.
14 degrees in Buffalo. Henry Brock reporting on behalf of Buffalo Goodwill Industries. Overseas President Nasser of East Pence are going out to this week's news tip winner, Ligori Lynch of Gowanda, New York. This edition of False Beat News has been brought to you in cooperation with Buffalo Goodwill Industries.
Repeating the K-Big story of the moment.
Nasser saber rattling. Live it up, laugh it up on the even viewer Joey Reynolds Show.
Hello.
Who has the most friends for lunch?
A cannibal.
Baby, don't you cry. Baby, don't you cry. Sung by Ray Charles, Mr. Soul, putting it down tonight. I gave you radio.
Put it on then. It's 22 minutes after.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
It's 22 after.
Man, nobody cares the great George General. Shut up. All the cats and pretties are wailing, man. They're wailing for me tonight. Up and down the street, man, and all over KB country. Shut up. Will you please not leave me alone? You're destroying my train of thought.
Oh, man.
Come on, now, please. I'm trying to get a point across.
Oh, yeah. The one on your head. All right, quiet. That's an old line. It's mine, man. All right, it's 14 degrees on KB radio tonight. We got the big records with the little holes and the little records with the big holes. That.
George, please. Now, let me do my program. Well, George, Dennis, Rochester, please stop. Mr. Benny. Well, I never...
There's a reason why filter cigarettes are the most popular cigarettes. Today, smokers enjoy the pleasure of filter smoking with its smoother, milder tastes. No wonder millions of smokers have switched to Kent, the only cigarette with the exclusive Micronite filter. Kent gives you the filter action you're looking for today, together with satisfying taste. So for the best combination of filter and good taste, remember, Kent satisfies best.
For the best combination of filter and good taste, Kent satisfies best. Kent satisfies best. Kent satisfies best. For the best combination.
Hey, 14 degrees on TV radio. You know, my friend's got a real problem. He thinks the radio. Can you imagine? Every much of snotty people, you know, my friend thinks the radio. Now, that's not too bad, though. He said that he's decided he needs an antenna. And he keeps dangling his feet out the window of a second-story apartment. We're worried about him.
The funny little clown.
See the funny little clown. See him laughing, little clown. See the funny little clown.
That's Bobby Goldsboro. I had a song going for him about a year ago. I forgot the name of it. You can tell how impressed I was. It's 27 after 11 on KB Radio. See the funny little clown. It's 14 degrees officially, number 11 on a survey on 1520 Radio. She loves you by the Beatles number two. Not to give a title and play it so many times each night. And for a guy that's supposed to not like the Beatles, why, I certainly play them enough and promote them enough. But you know that I really do. I like them. And I think they're great. And I'll say it one more time. The only reason I ever put them down is because I think they got a little more attention than they deserve, because they're not much better than the best group in each and every town in this country. That's the only thing I had against it, you know? And they didn't come off that well in the Ed Sullivan Show. Other than that, I was the chairman of the United States for the Beatles, and I liked them. All right? Okay, so you're not mad at me anymore. Can you accept me at the same time? That's wonderful. All right. At Top Rated College, I look like the four Beatles. I look like four. Thank you very much. You like my hairdo. You'd rather have it in front of my mouth all the way down. Fine, keep it. All right. In Tom Brady College basketball, Bonnies took Providence 79-75. It was Canisius over Detroit 93-82. Youngstown over Niagara 78-58. And UB over Albany State 89-52.
It's Broome Tech over Erie Tech, 76 to 68. Lemoyne over Buffalo State, 71 to 54. NBA activity. Detroit and New York. New York took Detroit, 125 to 119. Say that for the Sam Roberts Show. St. Louis beat Boston, 74 to 64. Oh, no, that's the end of the third quarter. I'm sorry, it's not a final. In the American Hockey League, it is Baltimore 4, Buffalo 2, Cleveland 6, Hershey 4. Rochester took Pittsburgh 3-1, and Springfield took Quebec 4-2. Hello, Montreal. Bonsoir, Montreal. In the National Hockey League, Montreal 1, Chicago 3. In other words, Chicago beat Montreal 3-1. It was Toronto over New York 5-2, and Detroit over Boston 3-2. And KB scores again at 12:30 on the Almost Live Bob Diamond program.
You always know the score.
Yes, you always know the score.
I think you always know the score. On WKB, down for you.
Thumbs up, a tickety boo, baby cake.
It's a smash
by Janice.
I got a pass for the new girl in school.
That's The New Girl in School by Janet Dean on KB. It's 25 before 12 o'clock, and our feature, which we use once in a while, well, of course, Fearless Freddy and Royal Order of the Night people meeting are still coming before we leave the air at midnight tonight. But yet, right now, we're going to do a thing they used to do on the Steve Allen Show, you know, the question man? And we had a lot of fun with that. First, we give the answer, and then you have to try to guess the question, and then we give you the question. All right? So the answer is, ladies and gentlemen, walk into New Orleans. Walk into New Orleans is the answer. What's the question, sir?
How'd you get all those corns?
never mind. Okay. Former K-Big Record of the Week by my good K-Buddy Bobby Vinton from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh. Hello to you tonight, and this is my heart belongs to only you, the old-time Santa brought back in a Saturday event. That night, everybody watched.
My heart belongs to only you.
My heart belongs to only you, and that is sung by Bobby Vinton tonight, BV. And it's 22, I'll be dying, we're going to say D. It's 22 before 12 o'clock midnight. I wouldn't say BBD on the air. And it's 14 degrees in Fisherman Brady's Day, Jockey Church. 14 degrees on KB Radio on this Saturday night. Oh, boy, it's Joey Ren. Wow, oh, boy, you have a light. I want to have a cigarette. I want to tell America all about my smoking actions. You know, I took a withdrawal system for a day. Give me a light. First of all, you got to understand one thing. I ain't no Dick Clark. You see? But you know that. You know, I'm going to tell you what's happening in the scene always. And in this particular case, I'm having a cigarette on the air. But that doesn't mean I'm condoning smoking, nor does it mean I want the kiddies to smoke, because I certainly don't. As a matter of fact, the reason I'm doing this is because I want the kids not to smoke, and I want to tell my young Amazon the Coyotes, well, they're a little older than the younger ones because they're up at this hour, you know. But I want to tell you, don't smoke. And I will tell you my little story of how I started smoking, and this may be a little inspiration to you. You know, like Alcoholics Anonymous, you get up, you tell your story, and then you go on to brave things because you feel like you've done something. Well, I started smoking as a joke. Well, you sang around an ice cream parlor in my neighborhood in South Buffalo on Seneca Street. And, yeah, right, you sang around in that place. Well, anyways, I can't mention it on the air like that. Well, I hung around there. We used to sit in a booth. And then the kids that we wanted to get to know and the other crowd who were a little more hipper than we used to smoke. And they were in the crowd, you know, they were in the booth behind us. And we'd always go in there and they would never accept us. So one day we bought a pack of cigarettes. And we took the cigarettes and... Hi, Tiger. We took the cigarettes and we started smoking. And we blew smoke in the other booth to aggravate them through straws, you see. We did this for a day, and it didn't move them. They still didn't accept us. We did it for another day, and it got to be a week, and 2 weeks, and 3 weeks, and 4 weeks. And finally, when they finally accepted us, we were hooked on the cigarettes, you know, because we had done it so often, and we really, we started the habit of smoking. So I found out then that life was not 35 cents a day, you know, dying for a soda pop and 25 cents for cigarettes. That's what they were at the time. And I found out they weren't 35 cents a day. You know, life is really 40 cents a day because cigarettes went up.
Once again, KB presents the adventures of Charlie Chu, world-famous Chinese detective.